right in the center of the town of Jericho is a tree, a sycamore tree, that they refer to as Zacchaeus's tree. And while there is no chance at all whatsoever that that tree existed at the time of our story, although people gather around it, I still found it somewhat fascinating because it's one of the oldest gospel stories that I remember as a little child, is Zacchaeus climbing up the tree to see Jesus as he comes through town. And there's something kind of comical about it. Zacchaeus is meant to be a bit of a comical figure. We are told that he's a chief tax collector. So he is a very wealthy man, and he's a person that is generally ostracized by his fellow Jewish people within the community. A tax collector, at that time, Rome used to farm out their taxes, and people would bid on that. And so private individuals would collect taxes and then hand those over to the Roman state. And essentially the way in which a tax collector got ahead is they took just a little bit more than they needed in order to satisfy what they said that they would give to Rome. And of course, the easiest people to do that with are those that have no one to speak for them. So they particularly took advantage of the poor and the marginalized and those that didn't have a lot of power. And they were singularly hated because of that. And not only is Zacchaeus, we are told, a tax collector, but a chief tax collector, which means he has several others that do that for him as well. So this is a man that sometimes I think we listen to the Gospels and we hear the word tax collector and sinners, and we think of them as just kind of nice, misunderstood people. But that's not the case, and we lose the sense of the power of this gospel when we try and make people like Zacchaeus come across as just misunderstood, but nevertheless really nice guys. That's not the truth in this situation. We're told that he's small in stature, and so he can't see as Jesus walks through, but he's very interested. He wants to hear and to see this person that he's heard so much about. So he comes upon a tree, and he climbs up the tree to see Jesus walk by as the crowds surround him. And we're told that people ridicule Zacchaeus, but that Jesus comes to the foot of the tree, and he stops, and he looks up and says, "Zacchaeus, come down, because today I'm coming to your house. I'm going to come to your home." And Zacchaeus is very excited, races down the tree, brings him back, and has a banquet in which his fellow tax collectors and sinners sit down at the table because nobody else will. And we're told that the people get angry. They grumble. This man has gone to the home of a sinner. And there's a couple thoughts in that I think is important for us to hear. Jesus comes to Zacchaeus, and it's not the other way around. Zacchaeus has not had some sort of great conversion in his life and then approached Jesus and asked for mercy. Zacchaeus just wants to watch him walk by. It is Jesus that comes to him. And without anything else, without a promise, without any notion of telling him how he was to live from then on out, he just simply says, "I'm coming to your home." And in that moment, he very publicly enters into communion with him. He loves him. And that encounter with Jesus, in which Jesus acts, becomes the occasion for Zacchaeus' conversion. It's because he encountered generosity and love that Zacchaeus upends his entire life. And when other people are critical, he says simply, "Half of everything I have, I'll give to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody, I will pay them back four times over," which he has. It's a radical change in his life. But it doesn't begin with him. It's not that he got it all together and then came to the Lord. It's that the Lord came to him. And my brothers and sisters, that really is, I believe, the way that our Lord works with us. When we realize the depth of the love that God has for us, the ways in which he has shown his mercy and his grace and his desire to be with us, when we contemplate the goodness and the blessing that he pours out upon us, not because we've earned it, not because we got our house in order, not because we put everything together on our own, but simply because he loves us, created us, calls us into being, and desires that we be his own. When we really know that, when we have those moments in which we have a glimpse of the depths of that love, that is what brings about conversion in our hearts. To know that you're truly loved by another is life-changing. To know that you're truly loved by another reorients us to something bigger than ourselves. It gets our heads out of our own navels and allows us to look out at the blessing and the goodness that surrounds us. It makes us more generous and loving simply because someone was generous and loving with us. That, I think, is at the heart of this story about Zacchaeus. Jesus doesn't look up at him in curiosity. Jesus looks up at a man who is a sinner, who's broken, who's lost, and he loves that person. Not after he got it together, where St. Paul would say, God shows his love for us because while we were still enemies, he suffered and died for us. That generosity that God gives is a generosity that I think we are called to as well. Too often in our lives, we look for people around us to come to their senses before we will talk to them. Too often in our lives, we are just like the others in the story that look upon what happens with anger, that grumbles against the other, that disagree. And I'm not just talking about nice people that are misunderstood. I'm talking about people who we see as contrary to what we believe in, people that can hurt, people that perhaps have hurt us. Somehow, I think we are called to imitate our Lord in the ways in which we try to show compassion, even towards those with whom we disagree. That we pray for those with whom we disagree. That we be a person that looks upon another and we try to love them. And in trying to love them, hope that there, in that moment, a person's heart will be turned, that grace will be given, and that another will know that because they were loved, they too are called to love others that surround them. We need to have bigger hearts than we often do. And as a Christian people that follows Christ, we need to be generous in the ways that we try to offer compassion. Generous in the ways that we look on with kindness towards those with whom we disagree and struggle. We need to be generous in the love that we give because God has already been so generous to us. Amen.